Greetings.
Welcome to another episode. Up first, we have a take on the shutdown.
A deeply human story about the real-life consequences of a government shutdown. In Hyattsville, Maryland, furloughed federal workers, some of whom have served the country for decades, are now standing in line at food banks, trying to figure out how to feed their families. One woman, a 21-year military veteran turned federal employee, describes the emotional toll of needing help for the first time. She joined the federal workforce for stability, only to have that stability ripped away. Another worker, Shermir Cooper, speaks plainly. You're trying to figure out how you're going to pay your bills, eat, but we have to make a way. You need to know this because it's not just about politics. It's about people. These are your neighbors, your coworkers, your family members. They're not abstract figures in a budget debate. They're real individuals facing hunger, stress, and uncertainty. When federal paychecks stop, the ripple effects are immediate and brutal. Rent is due. Kids need meals. Medications must be bought. And yet, these workers are expected to wait it out, unpaid, while the political machinery grinds on. This story helps you and those around you see the human cost of policy decisions. It's easy to tune out when the news talks about shutdowns and furloughs. But when you hear about someone who served 21 years in the military now needing donated pasta and rice, it hits differently. It reminds you that government workers aren't just bureaucrats. They're veterans, parents, caregivers, and community members. They keep the country running, and when they're abandoned, it's a reflection of how fragile our systems really are. This kind of awareness can change society. If more people understood the stakes, there'd be louder demands for safeguards, like automatic pay protections during shutdowns or emergency support systems that kick in without delay. It could also shift how we value public service. Right now, federal workers are often treated as expendable. But stories like this show they're essential, and they deserve dignity, not desperation. You should also know that community responses are stepping up. Organizations like No Limits Outreach Ministries and Healthy Fresh Meals are donating food, driven by empathy and lived experience. Shauna Greenbaum, who used to be a federal worker herself, now runs a meal delivery company and gives back because she knows what it's like. That kind of grassroots generosity is powerful, but it shouldn't be the only safety net. Ultimately, this article is a call to pay attention, not just to the headlines, but to the people behind them. Because when stability fails, it's not just a policy problem, it's a human one. And the more you understand that, the more you can advocate for systems that protect, uplift, and respect the people who serve this country every day.
It's electric.
A groundbreaking achievement. Scientists have successfully transmitted electricity wirelessly over 5 miles using lasers. That's not science fiction. It's a real, measurable leap in energy technology. Researchers at the U.S. Department of Defense and the University of Maryland used a specialized infrared laser to beam 1.6 kilowatts of power across open air, safely and efficiently. It's a proof of concept that could revolutionize how we think about energy delivery. You should know this because it opens the door to a future where power is no longer tethered to wires, grids, or even physical infrastructure. Imagine remote villages receiving electricity without laying miles of cable. Picture disaster zones getting immediate power from drones or satellites. Think about military operations, space missions, or mobile hospitals, all powered wirelessly on demand. This isn't just a technical achievement, it's a paradigm shift. This could help you and the people you care about by making energy more accessible, especially in underserved or hard-to-reach areas. It could reduce dependence on fragile grids, lower the cost of infrastructure, and speed up emergency response. For communities that face frequent outages or lack reliable access, wireless power could be a lifeline. And for innovators, it's a new frontier, one that invites fresh thinking about sustainability, portability, and resilience. Society could change dramatically if this technology scales. We'd rethink urban planning, transportation, and even architecture. Electric vehicles could charge while moving. Smart cities could power sensors and devices without cluttered wiring. Developing nations could leapfrog traditional infrastructure and go straight to wireless energy. It's the kind of shift that redefines what's possible and who gets to benefit. One more thing you should know. Safety and regulation will be key. Beaming lasers through the air raises questions about interference, health, and environmental impact. The researchers used a retroreflector to ensure the beam only activated when aligned properly, and they built in automatic shutoffs for safety. But as this tech evolves, it'll need robust oversight to ensure it's used responsibly and equitably. In short, this isn't just a cool experiment. It's a glimpse into a future where energy is as mobile and flexible as data. And the sooner you understand its potential, the better prepared you'll be to shape that future, advocate for its ethical use, and imagine new ways it can serve your community.
All right, now how about them old swimmers?
A striking and under-discussed reality. As men age, their sperm accumulates more DNA mutations, some of which are linked to serious diseases and developmental disorders. Using a high-resolution technique called NanoSeq, researchers from the Wellcome Sanger Institute and King's College London analyzed sperm from men aged 24 to 75. They found that not only do mutations increase with age, but some are selfish, meaning they give sperm cells a growth advantage, allowing them to replicate more and dominate the testes. These mutations are disproportionately linked to conditions like autism, schizophrenia, and certain cancers. You need to know this because it challenges long-held assumptions about reproductive health and genetic inheritance. For decades, the focus has been on maternal age and egg quality. But this research shows that paternal age carries its own risks, ones that are biologically active and potentially harmful. If you're considering parenthood later in life, or know someone who is, this information could shape important decisions. It's not about fear, it's about informed choice. This knowledge can help you advocate better reproductive counseling and genetic screening. Right now, most fertility discussions center on women's bodies. But this study proves that men's sperm is not static, it evolves, and sometimes in ways that increase disease risk for future generations. That means healthcare providers, policymakers, and educators need to update their frameworks. Men deserve to know how their age affects their reproductive contribution, and families deserve transparency when planning for children. Societally, this could shift how we think about aging, reproduction, and responsibility. If we normalize conversations about sperm health and paternal age, we reduce stigma and increase awareness. It also opens the door to new research on how to mitigate these risks, whether through lifestyle changes, medical interventions, or advanced screening. And it could influence public health campaigns, insurance coverage, and even workplace policies around family planning. One more important detail. The study found that by age 70, about 4.5% of sperm carried potentially harmful mutations. That's not insignificant. And while not all mutations are passed on, some may interfere with embryo development or increase miscarriage risk. This is connected to other emerging research showing that sperm quality can impact fertility outcomes just as much as egg quality. Ultimately, this article is a wake-up call. It's a reminder that reproductive health is a shared responsibility and that science is constantly uncovering new layers of complexity. The more you understand how age affects sperm, the better equipped you are to make choices that protect your health and the health of future generations.
So, STEM has been challenged.
This groundbreaking discovery that challenges long-held assumptions in stem cell biology. Scientists at the Stowers Institute for Medical Research have found that planarian flatworms, tiny creatures famous for their ability to regenerate entire bodies from small fragments, don't follow the traditional rules of stem cell behavior. In most organisms, stem cells rely on signals from nearby cells to determine how to divide and specialize. But in planarians, stem cells respond to instructions from distant parts of the body, not just their immediate neighbors. You should know this because it fundamentally shifts how we understand regeneration and tissue repair. If stem cells can be guided by long-range signals, it opens new possibilities for regenerative medicine. Imagine being able to regrow damaged organs or limbs, not just patch them up, but fully regenerate them. This discovery could help scientists design therapies that mimic the flatworm's internal communication system, potentially leading to breakthroughs in healing spinal cord injuries, reversing degenerative diseases, or even extending human longevity. This matters to you and the people you care about because it reframes what's possible in medicine. If you or someone you love has faced a condition where tissue damage was considered irreversible, this research offers hope. It suggests that the body might be coaxed into healing itself more completely than we ever thought. And it's not just about fixing what's broken. It's about reimagining the limits of human biology. On a societal level, this could change how we invest in healthcare, how we train doctors, and how we think about aging. If regenerative therapies become viable, we might shift from managing decline to actively restoring function. That could reduce the burden on caregivers, lower healthcare costs, and improve quality of life for millions. It also raises ethical questions about access, enhancement, and what it means to be human in a world where regeneration is possible. One more thing you should know. This discovery was made possible by cutting-edge techniques like spatial transcriptomics and single-cell RNA sequencing. These tools allow scientists to map how cells communicate across space, not just in isolation. It's a reminder that innovation in one area, like imaging or data analysis, can unlock insights in another. The future of medicine isn't just about biology. It's about technology, collaboration, and curiosity. In short, the immortal flatworm isn't just a quirky creature. It's a teacher. And what it's teaching us could rewrite the rules of healing, aging, and what's biologically possible.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoy every bit of it. And until next time when we meet at the crossroads, peace.